One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
So she said she had to move. I had to ask the officiant to step in and remind everyone which side was for the bride's family and which for the groom's. This made my mother-in-law furious. After the ceremony, during photos, the photographer suggested moving one of my fiance's siblings to my side to even things out. My sister-in-law loudly said, "Hell no, I'm not going over there." I ignored it. At the bowling alley reception, my mother-in-law...
Who are these animals? Who are these beasts?
Like, I don't know. Why do they think they're so much better than her and her family? Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Here Comes the Drama, the podcast that dives into the chaos, hilarity, and unforgettable moments of weddings, events, and beyond. I'm your host, Krista Innes, and joining me today is Saran Okaba from Saran Things. She is a pop culture content creator who delves into the exciting realms of celebrity and reality TV, offering insightful commentary, humorous takes, and a glimpse into her personal life. With a unique blend of content, Saran keeps viewers entertained while sharing their candid opinions on trending topics and everyday absurdities. I found her on TikTok scrolling around one day, and I just love her content. So if you're not following her, check her out. We read probably one of the craziest mother-in-law stories I have ever heard. We are just constantly like, what is happening in this story? I just loved having her on because she's got some crazy hot takes herself, and she does not hold back. So without further ado, here is my awesome interview with Saran from Saran Things. Enjoy. Well, hello. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm so excited. I was saying before we started, I feel like I know you from watching all your videos and your hot takes. I mean, you talk a lot about things in the media. I mean, right now is like the Justin Baldoni and I was going to say Serena Vanderwildson. Oh my gosh. Aging. I haven't watched Gossip Girls in so long. Blake Lively, totally a brain fart right there. Could not even think of
The thing that people say about her is that she plays the same person in every character she plays. So like Serena Vanderwoodson, Blake Lively, kind of interchangeable. It's fine.
I do get a lot of news from you. Like, I'm like, okay, when I like see your video, I'm like, okay, I need to see what's going on in the news. TikTok, it brings us all the good stuff we want to hear about. Can you just tell everyone a little bit about yourself, what you do, and then we'll kind of get into these crazy hot takes.
Yeah, so I make pop culture content on Instagram and TikTok. It's content about like the zeitgeist, things that are going on in the media, celebrity, gossip. The most of my viewers and followers are women. And I like to think that women contain multitudes. Like I'm a political consultant in my 9-to-5 day job, but I also am obsessed with all things pop culture and Bravo and similar things. So I like to say that smart women love this kind of shit as well. So I like to take it from a kind of a look at these things kind of from a higher level. I like to be like fact-based, but I also like to talk. So it's a fun little community.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like it's just a great Real Housewives, that kind of stuff. It's great to just turn your head off, your mind off, and just watch some trash TV. I haven't watched Real Housewives in so long like that kind, but I was a big New Jersey girl all the way. Loved watching it.
You have to, if you're going to watch The Housewives, Salt Lake City, just watch that one. I urge you to watch Salt Lake City. There's only 5 seasons. It's immaculate. It's horrifying. It's incredible. Just please.
Okay. I didn't even know there was one. So I got to jump back in. I kind of like hop around when it comes to reality TV. I was in Bachelor Nation for a little I wasn't in it. I watched it.
I missed that.
You're like, oh. Yeah, no, definitely not. And then I would watch Bachelor in Paradise and I was like, I don't know, it's all the same. I can't get into it. So I like more of the reality, like what's going to happen is who's going to fight with who.
Right.
That stuff. Yeah.
I never really got into The Bachelor because I feel like none of the couples really make it. So we're just doing the same thing over again. We know how they might be with each other for a little bit and then they break up, or there's two happy endings in 30 seasons. So,
yes. You know. Yeah. And it's funny. I don't know if you saw, and by the time this comes out, this will probably be old news, but Alex Cooper interviewed, I don't even know if you know who that,
Rachel Kirkconnell.
Yeah. And they were one of the couples I was like, they're holding on strong. They always presented themselves so happy. And you see that and you're just like, it was all a lie.
Well, I think a lot of people are saying that he was just never going to marry her. If he didn't want to get engaged at the end of this process, where the end goal is to get engaged, what would make you think in the next 4 years something would change? So I'm excited to listen to that interview too.
Yeah, I was listening to it last night, part of it, and I was like, oh my gosh, she got her like quick. Let's talk about it. So one of the reasons I was like, you would be perfect to have you come on this podcast is because you have so many great hot takes. And I feel like just with these crazy wedding stories I get, proposal, engagement, all that stuff, I was like, I need someone with some good opinions and we can just kind of banter through some stuff. So the first kind of category is crazy stories and wedding hot takes. So I have some different hot takes that people send me. And so I want to get your opinion on these. So what is one wedding trend or something that you've seen at weddings that you either absolutely include or you despise seeing?
Cash bar, certainly. Never. It's never okay under any circumstance. It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. Even if you don't drink, alcohol-free weddings. Even if you are sober, you got to provide. Got to provide a drink or two. And you can't make people pay for it. I think it's like the tackiest thing in the world, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I love it. No, I love it. I think it's great. Me personally, I agree. I feel like you need to have something there. I remember one time, this actually just came to me. We're talking about like crazy stories. We were at a wedding and it started off semi-open bar. So like, I think certain things were selected. It was fine. But then they switched to cash bar without telling people. And it was like mid people getting their drinks. My now husband and I were up at the bar and he ordered drinks for us. And they were like, okay, it's this total. And he's like, oh, I thought this was open. Like we didn't have like our wallets on us or anything. And they're like, no, it switched to cash at 8 p.m. It was the weirdest thing.
I thought this was a wedding.
Yeah. I was like, wait, this is weird. So then he ended up getting his wallet, buying the drinks. Then we left our drinks on the dance floor while we were dancing and they cleared everyone's drinks off the table. So we're like, so they switched to cash bar mid-wedding, didn't announce it, and then we're clearing the drinks off tables when people were dancing.
Oh, no, that is absolutely unacceptable. Absolutely. You're like providing an experience. People are coming out of their way to celebrate you. They're probably giving you a present. They might have flown out here. It's not a paid experience. There's already enough investment being involved in a wedding, just going to a wedding, doing all the events around a wedding. No, give them a good time if you're going to do it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So what are your thoughts on the bouquet and garter toss? Because this is one of the ones I always ask Instagram followers. And this is like the one that comes up all the time as get rid of it. Stop doing it. It's weird. It's gross. So what are your take on it?
Yes to bouquet, no to the garter. The garter is when the guy goes literally under her
up
dress.
The dress.
That is a horror. That's not okay.
I feel like I'm at the wedding like,
my dad's here. That's so insane. No, please. That's not. I don't feel particularly passionate about the bouquet as passionately as I feel about the garter knot should not be a thing. It's fun, but I hope no one actually thinks that it means that you're going to be the one to get married next.
I literally have been to so many weddings where the women get vicious. They like push you. I'm like, we know we're not actually the next one. Like, it's going to be okay. I've seen the videos too where they like literally push out of the way. And I'm like, it's not that serious.
Like full on shove her to the ground. No.
No, not for me.
Not for me at all. And then there's the like, you throw the bouquet and then someone catches it or like she hands it to the woman so that she can get proposed to. That's on my list of no's as well.
Yes.
Proposals at the wedding.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up because someone shared a confession with me last week saying at her wedding, the best man during his speech proposed to his girlfriend who was also a bridesmaid. And I was like,
no one knew. The bride and groom didn't know that was going to happen.
No one knew. She said she was mortified.
Security.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I was like, I need to know more. I messaged her and I was like, can you tell me more? And so she said her husband ended up pulling him away and being like, this is not okay. and they didn't understand why. But then he still came back, put the ring on her finger. She hugged him and said yes in front of everybody. She's walking around the dance floor showing off her ring. She's like, I can't even believe this happened. Well, and she's like, I always watched your crazy wedding stories thinking it would never happen to me. And that happened.
Were there any signs that this man was a psychopath prior to?
They said they've been friends with him for a long time. And I don't know, doesn't realize how weird and rude that is.
No, that's so tacky. No,
absolutely.
Unless,
not,
you know, the bride is in on it. And I've seen videos where like the bride is full on team, get proposed to at my wedding. Like, here's the bouquet, turn around.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And do you, God bless you.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Right.
Couldn't be me, but incredible nonetheless.
Right.
So that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of steps you should take before making sure that's okay. No surprises. Let's not surprise the bride and groom on their wedding day.
Right. No.
Okay, so these are just some fun pick a side on these wedding drama debates. These are other unpopular opinions that people sent me. So this person said, having kids at the reception is a good thing and they should come and feel welcome. What's your take on kids at weddings?
I think that just a declarative sentence, having kids at a wedding is a good thing. Like, by what measure? If the bride and groom feel like it's going to be a safe experience for them and whatever, sure. But if they want to party and not have to worry about some kid getting trampled on the dance floor, that's completely up to them. And you should absolutely respect it. It's not up to you. So
right.
I don't understand why people get so upset about it. It's a big deal for them. It's the one event where they're allowed to kind of do this. If you can't be away from your kids, then just don't come.
Then
it's
just fine. Say,
just RSVP. No. Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm like, when people get so upset about it, I'm like, if you can't go, just say no. I wouldn't be offended. Either way, I'm like, now that I have a toddler, I get it. If people do not want a toddler day night, either for me or if we can't get a babysitter, I will say no because I would not want a toddler there. I get it. It's just like when people get so mad about it, I'm like, I don't understand the philosophy.
That being said, I told you I was engaged once and I almost got married. We were like a couple months out from the wedding when it was canceled. But having said that, I'm more than okay with child-free weddings. We had set up childcare for the people that were going to come and babysitters. And there was a different, they were in a completely different place with their home. They would have been with their own food and their own people watching them. And their parents could have gone back and forth to see whatever. So if you're going to have kids at your wedding, I think that that's a nice way to do it.
I love that. I've been hearing that more and more people have a separate area, a fun room for kids or fun things like, exactly. Yeah. Because that's the thing. It's like the biggest thing I think with kids at wedding is it's the parents that aren't watching the kids or they're at a certain age where they can get into anything. Like I know if I bring my toddler somewhere, she's going to figure out a way to try to do something. There's certain ages too, where it's like you have to either be on them the whole time or you can't enjoy yourself.
Right.
So I feel like the extra room is great. Like we had just like our nieces and nephews at our wedding, which was like 7 kids. But we were provided like coloring stuff. We had like their own kids table. Plus we knew them well enough to we were like, okay, we know they're going to be well behaved. They're.
I think that that's perfectly fair as well. If you're just like only the children that are related to us can come. And if people make a stink about not being able to bring their kids because, oh, why can they come? Then sucks to suck.
I know, because that's something I hear too. They're like, oh, but if you say no to my kids and I come in, your nieces and nephews are there, I'll be so mad. It's like, you're going to be mad that the bride's niece is there versus a coworker's son or something like that. I'm like, that's so different.
The entitlement is like wild. Then just don't come. Then just don't come. It's fun.
It is so wild. This person said, white bridesmaid dresses are weird.
If the bride likes it, I love it. I'm not judging someone's aesthetic choices in that sense. If the bridesmaid dresses are like stunning, gorgeous white, as long as they look good, I don't care. I don't know if you've watched Selling Sunset, Christine Quinn, she had this black ball gown wedding dress.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm.
Is it my style? No, but I don't know. It's 2025. We've been doing weddings for a long time. Let's mix it up.
I love when people do like unique, crazy stuff. I love when the bridesmaids all wear white dresses along with the bride. I think it looks pretty. But I saw this bride that had a dress that turned into a rainbow. She just like unbuttoned it and it turned into this rainbow dress. And I was like, that is beautiful. That's stunning. That's something
incredible.
I never would have thought of. Yeah. You go, girl. Like, why not?
Be creative. You don't have to shove yourself into this box. As long as you're getting married at the end of it, that's the end goal. Just like throw the party you want to throw and invite the people you want to invite. You're spending a lot of money on this. Do whatever.
Exactly.
You want to do.
Do you. Yeah. Do you. Block out all the haters. Block out The naysayers.
But provide booze.
Yeah. Provide some good entertainment, a good DJ. Yeah. Craving more wedding drama? Join my wedding party Patreon for Here Comes the Drama After Dark. Each month, we dive into juicy confessions, wedding 911 advice, and the spiciest hot takes. And of course, we always end with a wild wedding story reacting in real time. From bridesmaids to groomsmen, mother-in-law madness to photographer fails, every month has a new theme. Patreon members get early access to all regular episodes and an exclusive chat to discuss the drama. Don't just hear the drama, be a part of it. Join now. First episode available April 7th. Okay, let's jump into this week's story. It's a long one. I have not read it. Just beginning starts with momster-in-law, so it's about to get kind of crazy.
I love monster-in-law stories, so let's do that.
It's insane. I read these and I feel so grateful that I have a great mother-in-law. I read these and I'm just like, these are insane. I've been holding my tongue for a long while, but I'm angry all the time and I needed to get this off my chest. So who better than to tell you? Hopefully this will give some content because I honestly don't know what else to do about my momster-in-law. I got engaged July 2024, and from the moment we announced it, my future mother-in-law started bombarding us with questions about the wedding. She asked when it would be, how many people we were thinking of inviting. I told her around 250 guests, and she immediately said, no, it should be 500. 500? Holy cow. That's the thing, too, is like you find the ones that are so opinionated are not even giving any money a lot of times.
I would think that would be an obvious, like, you can't say you can double the wedding if you're not paying for the wedding. That's insane. Okay, continue.
Yeah. No, I agree. I calmly explained that we only wanted people we were close to, family or not. I also mentioned it would be a kid-free wedding, except for nieces and nephews. There we go. She lost it and started a fight. A few weeks later, the topic came up again, and I mentioned we were planning a sober wedding since my fiance is 2 years sober. My mother, he's like covering all the things we just talked about.
I swear we did not cover.
Literally, I don't even put these together because I don't want to read them ahead of time. So did not even know. My mother-in-law and future sister-in-law laughed and said that was fine, but my fiance would need to leave the reception because they would be drinking. Wait, but isn't this his mom and sister? Why would they want...
Your fiance, the groom would be leaving his own reception to drink elsewhere apart from the... What is...
And this is confusing because I'm like, it's the mother-in-law. You think she'd be up against the bride, but not the groom, because the groom's her son.
I think that she's probably positioning this as, oh, he wants to have a good time and drink, so he can't stay at a dry reception all night. We got to go to the bar or some insanity like that. I don't know. Please, I can't wait to hear this.
What? Oh my gosh. Okay. That is crazy. Okay. Eventually, my fiance and I decided to get married in Las Vegas to avoid all the drama. We kept the guest list to immediate family and one friend each because the venue could only hold 50 people. We thought this would make things easier. It didn't. Oh, yeah. Someone like that's going to come right in being like, you didn't invite me.
Continue. There's no winning. Okay.
Yeah. This is like 2 weeks before the wedding. Okay. So they still were going to have this big wedding. But they just did like an elopement, just the two of them. So 2 weeks before the wedding, my mother-in-law started talking about my fiance's dad's nephew. I'm like, fiance's dad's nephew. Okay.
His cousin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like drawing a tree in my head. I'm like, where does this go? I never met this nephew in the 12 years I know my fiance. I told her the guest list was set and there was no room. She said that was fine. He could just join us afterwards. I agreed. 5 days before the wedding, my fiance got a text from his sister inviting him to dinner. He asked if I was welcome and she said, no, family only. That's weird. His mom chimed in, doubling down, saying only immediate family. She cannot come. Okay, don't you think like a fiance kind of becomes that? Okay, this was a dinner to celebrate my fiance getting married and I wasn't invited. What?
Okay.
No. Getting married to you and they didn't want you to come. Okay, he went while I stayed home. And then he went?
See, girl, this is why I already know how I feel. You can't marry this man. This is a crazy situation. You're asking for misery for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Who will go to a party about a wedding that you are the bride in that you are not invited to? He said, chill, bet. This sounds normal to me. This is how you want to start our union? This is insane. You can't do this. You can't marry this.
No. What? I am shocked. Why would he go without you? That would be a no for me. That would be like, sorry. You're choosing your immediate family who your fiance, new wife, should be your immediate family. No.
Marry your sister then. Marry your mom, dude. Ew. This is so weird.
Okay, so he went while I stayed at home. Later, my mother-in-law made a Facebook post congratulating him and tagged me in it, which this is important later, she says. The day before we left for Vegas, my mother-in-law asked me to lunch. Even though I had so much to do, I agreed. At lunch, she told me my fiance's little brother had invited a friend to the wedding. I corrected her, saying he asked, but we said no. Okay, so that little brother had already asked them and they said no. Mm-hmm. She replied, well, he invited her weeks ago and I said it was fine. It's too late to uninvite her now.
It's not even too late to uninvite you. Okay, so what do you mean it's too late to uninvite her?
Yeah. Like, what is this controlling behavior? I'm already so angry for this person because I'm like, your fiance is not even on your side.
I'm sweating. Okay.
This is bad. I feel like hot inside. Okay. I was furious, but decided to talk to my fiance first. When I told him, he immediately texted his mom, explaining it was disrespectful to invite someone without asking us, that she needed to tell the friend he couldn't come. This sparked a meltdown. My future sister-in-law started calling and yelling at him, but he stood by me, okay, finally, saying no one else was getting a plus one. When we arrived in Vegas, my mother-in-law asked again, okay, so the wedding in Vegas is where the mother-in-law is coming?
She's coming to both. Okay. They did the wedding in Vegas first because they thought it would placate her and they invited only the immediate family from both sides. Right. But they're still having this big wedding. They thought it would shut her up to do the first thing.
To do her own thing. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Because I'm like, there's so much happening. Yeah. You got me. Okay. When we arrived in Vegas, my mother-in-law asked again if the nephew could come to the wedding because he was already there. I reminded her there was no room and my fiance backed me up. On wedding day, I went to brunch with girls from both sides of the family. My mother-in-law ignored me completely, even when I greeted her. I brushed it off and enjoyed the day. This mother-in-law hates her. I would be like, you can't come. This is terrible. Like, why would you want to feel like a stranger or unwanted at your own wedding?
She just had the worst energy. She's going to try and ruin your day. I would hire security, give them a picture, and that would be it.
Yeah, because it's not her right to be at this wedding. No. I'd be like, you're done. Sorry. I don't want you there.
She's a guest.
Yeah. You are nothing more than a guest who could easily be scratched right off. At this ceremony, my sisters told me that my fiance's family had taken up the front rows on both sides of the pews. My mother-in-law refused to move, saying her parents can find another place to sit. No. So now she's rude to her family.
This would not go well for me or her.
No. Because now you're going to be, like you said, you're going to be dealing with this mother-in-law for the rest of your life. If it's bad now, imagine if they have kids or if they buy a house, you know, any step in there.
I don't understand why anyone would sign up to deal with that forever. You're asking to be miserable for the rest of your life. What man is worth that? What man is worth having to deal with the devil day? No.
Yeah, I really hope this ends with a cut her off. Like, they're done with her. I hope. Fingers crossed. Because that's the only way this was going to work, I feel like. Okay, so she said she had to move. I had to ask the officiant to step in and remind everyone which side was for the bride's family and which for the groom's. This made my mother-in-law furious. After the ceremony, during photos, the photographer suggested moving one of my fiance's siblings to my side to even things out. My sister-in-law loudly said, hell no, I'm not going over there. I ignored it. At the bowling alley reception, my mother-in-law...
Who are these animals? Who are these beasts?
Like, I don't know. Why do they think they're so much better than her and her family?
Oh, God. Jesus. I'm speechless.
This is probably one of the worst mother-in-law stories I've read. Okay. And I've read a lot. At the bowling alley reception, my mother-in-law refused to sign the guest book, despite me and my husband asking multiple times. When she finally did, she just wrote congratulations with no warmth, and she left without saying goodbye. Like, why is she so
mad? That's the nicest thing she's done thus far. You know, that's the most pleasant she's been in this whole story.
Yeah. The next day, my mom invited us to lunch before she left town. My mother-in-law didn't contact us, but took my husband's brothers to go karting and sightseeing instead. When my husband asked why we weren't invited, she said, you were busy. We weren't. 2 days later, I made a Facebook post about the wedding and saw that my mother-in-law had untagged me from her earlier post. When my husband asked why, she said, it was a post only for you.
Ew. Do you want to f*** your sign? Like, what is going on here? I'm
why?
Sorry, can I curse you?
Yeah, you're fine. Ask that question, but... Redo. No. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Oh, no.
That is Yeah, why? I don't get these mother-in-laws that hate their daughter-in-laws so much that they don't care what they say. Like, no one's good enough for their son. I don't know what it is.
It's enmeshment. I think that's the word. No, it's emotionally incest, even worse. That's,
yes.
That's creepy as hell. Right.
There was this skit. I don't know if you watch SNL. Did you see, who hosted the Timothée Chalamet one?
No,
this last weekend?
I looked.
Okay, you have to watch it. But there's one about that, but it's extreme, like the Oedipus complex. It's about like Mother's Day and like the son being like, hey, mom. I don't know.
I'm horrified, like, but I'm going to be looking this up just immediately after.
You need to. It was cringe, but I was like, it's like way over the top, but it was like, oh, some of these moms. Yeah, I can see it.
Find it. Once you meet this psycho mother-in-law, right? And you see that this man sees nothing wrong with their relationship and kind of encourages it and won't ask her. How are you still attracted to this man that might want to f*** his mom? How do you not get the ick immediately and run away from like self-preservation?
Yeah, because my thing is, this is not the first time something like this has happened. She had given signs before they got engaged or when they first met. I'm thinking like, first
every
dinner
girlfriend
at parents'
had a
house.
Before him, before her. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like what were the signs before? Yeah. Because it wasn't like, oh, they're engaged now, they're serious. Now my real like craziness is going to come out. I feel like she had to have treated her poorly before this.
Right.
And
then the sister-in-law is also a bitch as well.
Yeah. So, like, what's the deal with that? Okay, 3 days after the wedding, she texted my husband saying she wanted to talk about my behavior at the wedding. What? He told her he wouldn't have that conversation without me there, and she refused. Uh-huh. A few days later, she blocked me on social media and deleted my husband. So what, her behavior was like having boundaries and like...
No, expecting her parents to be able to sit in the front row.
Yeah.
And not allowing the friend of a coworker of a neighbor's nephew to come last minute. Those were the things.
Those are really harsh to have. I mean, maybe blocking on social media and deleting the husband is like the best thing, because then you guys can't see her on social media.
I wouldn't have said a thing about that. I would have said, great.
I'm like, awesome.
Her again.
Yeah, you saved it. Saved me from doing it. When I tried reaching out, she called my husband crying. Here we go, the victim, saying she'd been crying every day because of how I treated her. When he defended me, okay, good. She hung up because she realizes he gone. He's not backing you up anymore, crazy
he
mom.
He is now someone else's husband. Not yours.
Yeah, not yours. Finally, my husband texted her saying she had two options. Have a conversation or lose him. She replied, I guess I won't be seeing you anymore then. I mean, I would say hallelujah.
Yeah. I would be like, I'm so sorry, babe.
Yeah.
It'll be like, we'll get this. Trying to keep my face straight. Okay.
I know. I feel like the petty in me, I text her and be like, well, have a great life.
Best of luck.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm relieved, you know, and I really hope they don't contact her. And I hope it's just like left that way, because like we were saying, this mother-in-law would make her life a living hell.
Yeah. Crazy mother-in-laws like this, like let things go.
I know. Like, she come creeping
it's over.
Back.
Yeah. Right. They're not easy to get rid of, I'm pretty sure.
I wonder how soon she sent me this story after it happened. So if this was like that day or like a week later.
Oh yeah, we might need a...
Yeah, we might need her to like...
Follow up.
Yeah, we need a follow up. We need like one of those episodes where it's like, you tell us everything that happened since. Did she really not stick to her word? Because it could have been that like victim mentality of like, fine, I guess I'll never see you again. You know, so dramatic.
Expecting them to be like, oh my God, no, stay.
Yeah. Please. Show up at the front door. Let's make up. But
big romantic gesture.
Yeah. Come running back to them. Well, that was a crazy story. Really hoping that this bride woman got some stronger boundaries away from this mother-in-law, because if she comes crawling back, it's going to be worse. I don't think this woman's not realizing what she's doing wrong.
Yeah. Honestly, this ended best case scenario for me. This is your best chance at peace, ma'am. So let's just continue praying every night that she sticks to no contact and you can live your life peacefully, because she sounds absolutely horrible.
Insane.
But like, is your husband sad about it? That's not your problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad the husband, I hope he kind of realizes showing up at that dinner without her was kind of weird. Because it seems like later on in these stories, he's defending her more. So I'm like, okay, the way my mom's acting.
Yeah, it was weird for me to go to a wedding without the bride that I'm marrying. Yeah, perhaps that's.
Yeah.
That was weird.
That
reflect on that. Jesus, that was insane.
That, yeah. Props to you for keeping your boundaries up. And I just hope it stays that way. And your husband realizes that he needs to back you up first.
Yeah. Let us know if she stays out of your life. I pray mm-hmm. that she does.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I need to do, there's so many stories on here that I need follow-ups with. So I feel like I need to reach out to some of these people and be like a follow-up episode and share what's been going on since they sent it. Because this was, she said July 2024. So we're talking 7 months later now.
Hopefully 7 months of peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. 7 months yeah. of peace and quiet. It's like yeah. your first 7 months being married. I would imagine you just want to enjoy that. You do want someone tainting every big life milestone. Every time you have kids, she's going to make it a problem. Every holiday, like you're literally signing up to never enjoy anything ever again. Best mm-hmm. case scenario is that she eliminates herself from the situation. Yeah.
And she can feel like a victim all she wants, and you can live your best life. So
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
From okay, the past, awesome. I say. Yeah.
Exactly. So I like to end this with a weekly confessions game. So people send their confessions and we can rate them. Sometimes it's kind of weird rating them because I feel like I'm like, oh, your confession wasn't great. So we can rate them if we want. But so people send these ones. Here we go. My sister-in-law got mad she wasn't my maid of honor and then questioned all of my wedding decisions.
She sounds awful. No wonder she was not your maid of honor. And you sound like you have discernment, ma'am. So,
yeah. Sounds like she, you knew why.
You're not allowed to get mad at people for these choices that they make in their wedding, right? Like,
yeah.
If she feels that someone, she wanted to have someone be her maid of honor, what she did was her being honest. Her changing her mind is just doing it to placate you. Why would you want that? Let her mm-hmm. have whoever she wants beside her. If you're her sister and you love her, whatever, make sure she has the day that she wants. And it's not about you. It's literally yeah. not about you.
Yeah, totally agree. Oh, this one says, told a couple not to marry each other. Was begged by so many people up until the wedding to stop it. So I don't know what the outcome was, but I just see one similarly where she said they still got married and they still regret it or something.
Letting it happen?
Yeah, I mean, she said she told a couple, yeah.
You have to be okay with every possible outcome. You got to play this every way. If I tell her and she is... I never want to speak to you again. Is this worth me potentially losing my friendship? Are the problems with him big enough or dangerous enough that it's worth risking her reacting poorly and me losing her and her being like even more isolated with this person? You just have yeah. to think that through. Some hills are not worth dying on and others are. You just have to trust your gut.
I know. I've definitely been a part of a wedding where she was very unhappy and you could tell like, bachelorette party, she was very upset. I don't want to go through with this. And we're like giving her support. Hey, we're here. You don't have to do it. I'm talking the night before the wedding, like after the rehearsal dinner, crying in the car with us. And long story short, they got a divorce. It didn't work out. And
were there signs?
There were lots of signs. Lots of signs.
Right. Like literally weeping the night before your wedding.
Yeah.
Not of happiness.
So we could have been like, no, you're not going to marry him. We'll beg. But ultimately, it was her decision. She was more worried about vendors that they already paid and this and that. And it's just like...
Vendors? That's but like a couple emails. And you just got to be okay eating. Believe me, I've done it before. Eating like tens of thousands of dollars. Not great. But like that versus divorces are more expensive, first and foremost.
Yes.
If you have something worth losing. And if you have the ability to stop the train, stop the train.
Yes. Yeah.
As quickly as possible. Okay. Like, don't wait to get so far down the road.
Yeah. Did you see the girl who went viral because she was left at the altar? Literally the most terrible, humiliating thing, right? But she turned it into like this fabulous party and they documented the whole thing. And I was like, you go, girl. I don't even know. She went viral of sharing this amazing video of herself dancing at the wedding. And yeah. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's what you do. You turn up, you have a great party. So you gotta do.
I saw that and you're 100% correct. She is like the strongest, an inspiration. She completely turned it around. And when something that happens 2 months before with me, devastating day of, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine. And to be able to find some joy in that day and actually realize that, oh, there are a bunch of people here that really love me And this is a very sad or scary moment for me. And I could either like isolate myself and kind of immediately start dwelling in it, or I could try and make the best of it with all these people who adore me and want to see me happy. And it was incredible to watch. And she's an inspiration.
Yeah, I love that. I'm like, I don't know how I'd act at something like that, but I'm like, she's definitely an inspiration in that aspect. Well, that is all I have planned for today. Thank you so much for coming on. It was so fun chatting with you. I love your content. I love all the stuff you talk about. Like I said, I feel like I get all my pop culture, like what's going on in the world from you. So can you share with everyone where they can find you, any fun things you're working on and all that good stuff?
You can find me at Saron Things, S-A-R-O-N Things, on TikTok and on Instagram. I'm going to be starting a YouTube series soon, 2 30-minute pop culture breakdowns a week. So stay tuned for that. I'm mostly on Instagram and TikTok.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for coming on.
Yeah, it was so fun.
So great chatting with you. Thanks so much for tuning in to Here Comes the Drama. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and share it with a friend who loves a good story. And make sure you're following me on all socials at Party Planning by Krista for even more stories, skits, and a little extra drama. Until next time, protect your peace, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.